Welcome back to our final segment tonight. This is Jim Hobgood alongside Frank Maloney. You're listening to Who's Talking, our special holiday edition. Haven't figured out yet what's special about it, other than our special guest, Aaron Brooks, who is terrific. Look forward to having him back. But it is time now in the show for Frank Maloney to give us some highlights of the fall sports activity in Charlottesville.
Here we go. Men's soccer. Fresh off winning the ACC tournament, the Wahoos earned the number 2 seed in the NCAA tournament, and they opened up the tournament by pounding Bucknell 5-0 in the second round after getting a first-round bye. Will Bates scored a rare hat trick. The Hoos are now 15-3-3, and they're rolling along with a 12-game unbeaten streak. Next up, the Hoos host Portland at 1 p.m. at Klockner Stadium this Sunday. Tickets are $9 for reserve seats and $7 for general admission. Try to get up there and cheer on the Wahoos. All right, men's basketball. The Hoos face Cleveland State tonight at 7:30 on our sister station, WRVA 1140. And then on Monday night, the Wahoos face Penn State and the Nittany Lions in the ACC Big Ten Challenge. That's 7 p.m. on Monday night. So let's pack JPJ and cheer on the Hoos. Women's basketball. Monica Wright and the number 15 Cavs defeated USC upstate and lost to number 6 Tennessee 77-63 before almost 12,000 fans on hot dog and soft drink night. Simone Egwu was named ACC Rookie of the Week.
Who was that?
I'm not doing that again. Next up, the Hoos are in Freeport, Bahamas to play Indiana in the Junkanoo Jam on Thanksgiving Day. Women's soccer, UVA defeated St. John's on penalty kicks thanks to the superb goalie play of Chantel Jones of Midlothian, Virginia. She made all the saves in that round. The Hoos then crushed Penn State 6-2 to advance the round of 16, where they were summarily put on a plane and flown all the way across the country in these difficult economic times to play UCLA in Los Angeles. Third time, unfortunately, that the Hoos have lost at UCLA in this matchup. And sooner or later, the scheduling gods have got to come through for the women's soccer team. Women's field hockey, the number 2 Hoos lost to UNC in the Final Four, but the Hoos finished with a best-ever record of 20-4. Paige Selensky, Inga Stockel, and Michelle Vitesse were all named All-Americans. Women's volleyball, they're playing Virginia Tech tonight in Bleaksburg as we speak. Huge matchup. The Wahoos lead the series 30-23 and have won 7 of the last 10 since VPI joined the ACC. Men's and women's swimming defeated Penn State last weekend. They're, as always, Mark Bernardino has got them rolling. They will host the UVA Invitational December 3rd through the 5th up in Charlottesville. Men's wrestling, UVA is now ranked 19th, and they traveled to the Northeast Duels to face Central Michigan, Hofstra, and Sacred Heart. Men's and women's cross country, the number 19 men and number 19 women finished a surprising 15th at the NCAAs out there in Indiana. The Wahoo's strong showing was exemplified by Catherine White, who finished 4th individually, and she was named an All-American.
Potential correction. I think the basketball game actually starts at 7.
Right.
So the pregame show is going on as we speak on our sister station, 1140 WRVA. I think we may have a caller. Is that what we're looking at here?
Let's go ahead and put him on.
Well, Jay, Jay is calling in. Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, I just want to add a perspective question. Last year, the game in Blacksburg, I don't know what Tech was ranked at that time, but I'll be curious to know what the line was going into that game. And I think it's interesting this year, Tech ranked 14th playing in Charlottesville. The line is 16. And I wanted to see what you guys thought about that. It seems like that's a lot of points for such an intense rivalry. I know that every year the game is different, and I know that if the Hoos could pick one game, if they had to choose one game they could win all year, it would be this one.
Well, I'll let Frank handle that, but it's certainly a level of disrespect being a 16-point underdog playing at home.
Well, it's, what's strange, I think, is that at the beginning of the week, the line opened at 13 to 13.5 points, and it has climbed slightly in the last few days. And I'm not sure why that happened. It happened against Clemson, but then Virginia beat that spread. So I personally think this game, if Virginia can run a little bit, I think this game is going to come down to the fourth quarter. I think Virginia's defense has shown that it can be brave and gallant and tough. And if they can get off the field and make some big third down plays and maybe get an interception somewhere or a fumble, I think Virginia could be right there at the end. I'm a little worried that obviously there's going to be a large Hokie contingent of fans there. I'm hoping that the Virginia fans will get off their seats and cheer and give this football team a fighting chance, because I think they've earned it. They've played tough all year. They've battled some tough injuries. Lord knows the injury to Conrath and the neck injury to Mikhail Simpson, the timing of those injuries were devastating. The loss of Dominique Wallace early in the season, who was showing signs of really being a breakout superstar runner. These kinds of things are not easy to overcome. And then, obviously, you factor in the injuries that Jameel Sewell has overcome.
Your memory's better than mine, but the secondary guy that intercepted and ran it for a touchdown against Boston College was who?
Against Boston College. That was Chris Cook.
Okay, but Virginia may need some plays of that sort.
Absolutely.
You know, to have an opportunity to win the game.
Nate Collins got the tip ball against Maryland,
right,
where Darren Childs was blitzing on a middle blitz, and he tipped it, and Nate was somehow alert enough to snag the ball in the rain, turn around, and run down the field.
Well, I think for the Cavs to win the game, they got to have those kind of plays and not give up those kind of plays. And from a defensive standpoint, they're going to have to make Virginia Tech drive the field to score. In other words, don't give Tech a short field opportunity and make them earn the points that they get. We thank Jay for the question.
One thing we want to do real quickly is we want to let everyone know about next week's show.
Absolutely.
We are real excited. Next week.
Get too excited now.
I am excited. Former UVA forward and king of the elbows, Terry Gates, will be with us in studio. Also, we will be having a phone-in interview with longtime beat writer for the Daily Progress, Jerry Ratcliffe. And Jerry, I'm sure, will be able to share with us a lot of information concerning the UVA football and potentially the coaching situation.
Right, and then by next week we should be well into that, I would think, because I think things will happen rather quickly. And just to point out, Terry Gates will be in, and I want to express my appreciation to Terry for helping you co-host next week. I will be in Charlottesville. There's an MS benefit event in Charlottesville honoring Barry Parkhill. As some people may know, I had a teammate, Scott McCandlish, that was afflicted with MS and ultimately passed away probably 4 or 5 years ago. So MS is one of those causes that is very important to Barry Parkhill. It's certainly important to me, having lost a teammate to that disease. So at any rate, appreciate Terry and Frank pinch hitting and taking over next week in my absence.
No problem. We're in charge, and you're going to have fun at that party. Quickly, let's do predictions. I'm gonna go out on a limb here, knowing that this is a game pretty much against the odds. I'm gonna say Virginia pulls off the upset, 17-14.
Well, I think if Virginia wins, it's going to have to be a relatively low scoring game. So I would that's not a bad score. Certainly 21-17, 17-14, 17-10. I mean, they're going to have to keep the score low unless they're able to get some scores from special teams or the defense.
No doubt about that, and I'm certainly hoping that the Virginia running game will be utilized quite a bit.
Didn't have an opportunity to talk a whole lot of basketball tonight. We will make up for that in future weeks, but certainly a big game for the Hoos tonight against Cleveland State, so they can get out of that Cancun Challenge 1-1 and come back to Charlottesville 4-2.
We're also looking forward to the big Penn State game up at JPJ in the ACC Big Ten Challenge on Monday night. No excuse. Everybody should fill that arena.
Yeah, let's make it a great atmosphere. It should be a terrific basketball game. Penn State won the NIT last spring.
We are excited. And listen, we want to thank all of our listeners. We want to thank Aaron Brooks for showing up tonight and being on time and being a wonderful guest in the studio. And I hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving. Jim and I are most appreciative of the support we've gotten this year.
Yeah.
And also to our families.
Thank our families, our sponsors. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody, and we'll see you at Scott Stadium on Saturday.
Very good.